This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly offering here where Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen get together to go through the top 10 stories, top 10 people, talk about things in general in the world of News Talk Radio. It's up to Michael to bring to the surface all the work that's done by his folks to come up with a list surveying all the stations and the hosts around the country. So let's bring that to an apex here, Michael, by going through the list of people and stories that are number 1 through 10 this week.
Okay, and it's great to be back. I want to thank our editor, Kevin Casey, for filling in for me last week.
Kevin's always good. He's a good sport, and he has a very wry sense of humor.
He's a great guy. He's one of the greatest guys I know.
He's got a good broadcast voice. But he doesn't take it too. He doesn't take me too seriously, anyway.
he's been a listener of yours for decades. And he hears my stories about you. So,
yeah.
but he takes you seriously.
Yeah. Okay. At number 10. Rather than people not take me too seriously, actually, in some circumstances.
I think people take us the way we project ourselves and want to be taken.
I
actually believe that we create our image, and we create most of our circumstances. Not always, obviously.
I think you're right. I do want to be taken seriously as a broadcaster, though.
Well, anybody who doesn't take you seriously as a broadcaster doesn't know radio history. Let's get going with this.
Number 10, please.
We have NFL action at number 10, and it ties with Major League Baseball playoffs push. They're not in the playoffs yet, but they're pushing it.
Yeah.
That's the words our editors came up with. At number 9, the Emmy Awards, which I am a complete and total absolute ignoramus about. I know nothing of what happened.
Because nobody of import seems to have watched it other than Betty. There are two things that were notable, I think, Michael. It's worth noting that Betty White made a very strong, very interesting and lovely appearance.
Mm-hmm.
She was a strong point of it. And then there was one other thing.
You forgot, you see?
Exactly.
The ratings were low.
I know what it was. Henry Winkler won for Best Supporting Actor. He's been an actor, actively acting for 54 years, I think it is, 52, mm-hmm. 54 years, and it's the first time that he has gotten Market Berry, which is the story of an actor turned hitman. Very interesting. It's an HBO show, I think.
Henry Winkler is a talented guy, very bright guy, and very well-liked in the show business world, from what I understand. I met him once, and he was absolutely a sweetheart.
Yeah.
At number 8, we have the North-South Korea summit. At number 7, the ongoing battle between Trump and Sessions. At number 6, discussion about the midterm elections. At number 5, a deadly Maryland shooting and the aftermath of Hurricane Florence kind of tied at number 5, so we could squeeze a couple of topics together. Not that they have anything to do with each other. At number 4, GOP spending bill and Mexican wall funding. That's still being discussed. Number 3, big time story, the U.S.-China trade war. Number 2, the mega story, Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, I thought, you know, the circus is back in town, the Kavanaugh assault allegation. And there's your 10 stories. The Kavanaugh thing really dominated, just dominated. I would say 90% of News Talk Radio conversation was that story. Not a lot of talk about the Emmys or Trump and Sessions and all that, but this is the way we distilled it. And, of course, this doesn't take into account a lot of local stories that are talked about on individual stations. This is a national survey. Looking at the people on the survey that populated, if you will, those stories, we have at number 10 Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in. At number 9, Bob Woodward and his book at number 1 on Amazon. At number 8, you notice now people say Amazon as opposed to New York Times. It's interesting the way in the book world. At number 8, Jeff Sessions. Number 7, Dianne Feinstein. She's up there with the whole story of the woman, Christine Blasey Ford, that has come forth to give Brett Kavanaugh a headache indeed. Where did I leave off? Oh, James Comey at 6, Robert Mueller and Paul Manafort at 5, Chuck Grassley, who is in the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's the chairman, number 4, so he's in the thick of all this. Cory Booker at 3. Number 2, Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And it's kind of a mishmash. There are a lot of people we're talked about this week, but that's the way we distilled it. Mm-hmm. And there you go.
So the business about Kavanaugh and whether or not the latest wrinkle in this is that there may be some confusion on the part of Dr. Ford as to who actually may have done this. I don't think there's a lot of feeling that she's trying to make a story up, but there is at least something has come forth in the last 24 hours or so as the week ended, which brings to light the possibility of confusion, because there's somebody who looks just like, if you go online, I've forgotten what the guy's name is, but there's a fellow who's posted pictures of both Kavanaugh and a friend of his, and they look almost like twins. They were both in that school together, and they were both partiers, and this fellow who's brought it to the surface says that he knows that there is confusion, that Dr. Ford was, apparently she has a lot of issues as a result of this, and you can just imagine what the issues are, including becoming very claustrophobic because of what happened when she was a teenager. And anyways, her worldly view is different than many because of this experience. And we certainly can sympathize and I don't know that I could sympathize with it because I haven't had the experience, and I think most men can't. I think women can. And so as her friend Katie DeVarney came to her, not to her rescue, but to her side this week, talking about how Dr. Ford had told her, Ms. DeVarney, about what happened, but didn't ever mention who it was, didn't use the name. And now this other fellow comes up with a picture of somebody who looks just like Kavanaugh. One wonders how convoluted this can all get, Michael. I guess
it's a circus. It's a circus.
It really is.
I did a show. I occasionally fill in at other on other shows, obviously. And I did a show this week on a station out in California, and I devoted 2 hours to talking about everything but the politics of this case. Mm-hmm. And it's got so, you could do a top 100 issues that come out of this Brett Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford scenario. Everything from questions such as, if something like this happened to you when you were 15 years old and you got over it, and the person that did it to you was now being nominated for the Supreme Court or about to be elected president or become attorney general, would you come forward after 40 years, 30 years, and publicly talk about it? That lit up the phones.
Please tell me what responses. I know you're going there.
We got every response. Every response. Yeah. Some people yes, some people no. Men, women. It went in a million directions. I even told a story on the air about something that happened to me as a 19-year-old, a 35-year-old professor, the wife of one of my other professors at a party. At a school party where the hip professors and kids were together, talk about something, you know, we're talking about the old days. And she came on to me in a very aggressive way at this party.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And I'm not scarred by it, but when I was 19 years old, she was 35 years old, and she was an authority figure to me, I could not believe that she really was interested in me. Mm-hmm. For a 19-year-old, at that point in history, I don't know what the kids are like today, but it was inconceivable to me that some cool 35-year-old grown woman would be interested in me, and I thought she was kidding. I thought she was pulling my leg, and I wasn't going to take the bait. You know, I said, come on, this is blah, blah, blah. You're not, you know, I'm not, please, you know. And she said to me, at the end of the conversation, which went about 15 minutes. And it's funny, I never forgot this. He said, "Michael, why don't you just grow up?" And she walked away angry. Now, that stuck with me over the years.
Of course it would stick with you. Why in the world? That's a fascinating, self-relevating story. It's interesting, if you don't mind me comparing. I'm not comparing
you
to
me. This is the kind of stuff that people... Many, many people carry around stories that neither scarred them but did make an impression on them.
Well, and they all think that it's men and women versus women and men.
Mm-hmm.
My first job as a program director was when I was 21 years old at WNEB in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Right.
And the woman who owned the station's husband had owned it, and he died. He was a good deal older than she was. She took it over, and she took a fancy to me. She was in her, maybe early 40s, mid-40s.
And you were how old?
I was 21.
Big, that's huge.
And she took to me, and because I did not respond the way she wanted me to respond, she fired me. It took a while, but I did some other stuff that was trying to be helpful and wasn't seen that way. But it was mostly through the colored eyes, the lens of someone who had been rejected. I just didn't know what I was. I didn't know what to do.
That was the case. Doug, that was the case with me. It wasn't that I rejected her. I thought that she was goofing on me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to make a fool of myself by accepting her proposal. Who knows what I might have done at 19 if I knew she meant it.
Yeah.
You know, 19-year-old boys are not guided by virtue.
Not in that time, anyway.
Especially not in that time.
Maybe it was about the same time, because you're a couple of years younger than I am. So I was 21, you were 19. Probably happening about the same time.
Yeah.
In literal terms.
The times were so different that it's apples and oranges, and yet we do have to juggle these differences now as we're going through an evolution sociologically with different values. This is what this is all about.
Time. Time does not leave any of us alone.
Not anymore. Not in the internet age. In the internet age, our pasts are creeping up on us, even if we're old timers.
Yeah. I had another experience with a bunch of gay guys at a bar. I'll tell you about it. Nah, I don't know. We don't need to talk about it.
Take a break.
Okay. I think I'll take a break, Michael. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them! Da-dong-da-dong.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are back to what you tune in to hear, the stories behind the stories of the work done by Talkers Magazine. Top 10 items on the News Talk Radio circuit this week. Top 10 people. I wanted your number three person. He was Cory Booker, who I find to be an interesting character, Michael. I don't know whether you do or not. For those who don't know, he was former mayor of Newark, now senator from the state of New Jersey, has presidential aspirations, but he seems to be stumbling a little because he can't quite figure out to whom he is responsible, the people who campaign contribute to him or the people who elect him. And they're not necessarily.
Well, Cory Booker, in my opinion, is a political opportunist who plays the game masterfully.
Absolutely,
but I don't necessarily trust his core values and sincerity.
But do you believe me? Or do you believe I'm right when I say he's a candidate for president?
Oh, no doubt. Are you kidding? Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he's a very attractive candidate. He's a young fellow. He's African American. He's very, very bright. He's very, very much knows how to connect with people. Very much like a young Bill Clinton when he was mayor, I think, of Newark.
Yeah.
He was all over the place like Ed Koch used to be when he was
young. Oh, yeah. Want to be everywhere. Yeah. Oh,
everywhere. Yeah, right. And but there are certain things about Cory Booker that make me think he's a bit of a grandstander, and right, that his ambition supersedes his altruism.
I'm debating whether I want to use this terminology or not.
But don't use it.
Okay.
If there's even a doubt. Let's wait till the break and then...
Okay, Dad. I'll tell you what it is.
Lay it on me when we're in the next break, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Meanwhile, number four on the list of people is Chuck Grassley, who, in my estimation, is one of the moderate, even hands of the Grand Old Party, who kind of, he's very serious. He's a senator from Iowa, for those who don't know. Been around a long time, yep, maybe in some people's minds too long. But he's handling these hearings, the Kavanaugh hearings, quite, I think he's handling them well, but it's not the word I'm looking for, with aplomb. Even-handedly, maybe, is that the right word, do you think?
Well, even-handedly is certainly the best thing that he could possibly do, and that would be a compliment, especially since it's such a political circus.
Well, what do you make of all of this? The Ford claim, the lady who stands up, her friend Kate Devarney, and says, yeah, she told me this story, I believe it, and now the new... maybe confused remembrance of who it really was.
I think it's tragic. I think it's another in a series of tragedies that are just eroding our democracy. I think that it's a tragic story. I think that it should be in the news. I blame the news. Yeah. I think the news should not be as focused on it as it is. Mm-hmm. We should be talking about the issues.
Scandals.
Yeah. You know, it hijacked a very important story that could have been informational, could have been a very, very healthy debate, and it turned it into another one of these damn scandals that nobody wins in the end.
No, but I've asked this question so many times, especially with regard to this, but I think I remember doing it the last two or three times there was a Supreme Court justice. Can't we just find somebody with tens of thousands of judges?
Not in this political environment. They'll find something on anyone.
Yeah.
They'll find it's seeking victory at the expense of truth.
Yeah.
And that's why good people don't expose themselves anymore to public scrutiny or the press's scrutiny or political scrutiny, because they're going to get you.
Kavanaugh, good guy, good appointment. What do you think?
I don't know. We're finding out, aren't we? We should find out. I didn't know him from Adam. So how the hell am I supposed to say?
That's a very good point. 28 past the hour. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several people being treated for injuries after they were slashed at a daycare center run out of a house in Queens, New York, early this morning. Police indicating there are at least six victims and a woman is in custody. The female suspect in her 50s was found hiding in the basement of the home with self-inflicted wounds to her wrist, according to police. They say none of the injuries is said to be life-threatening. No word on whether any of those injured were children. There's no motive known yet for why a 26-year-old woman shot and killed three people and wounded three others before killing herself at the Rite Aid Distribution Center in Aberdeen, Maryland yesterday. Harford County Executive Barry Glassman on the latest workplace shooting.
Which is becoming a too often occurrence, not only in Harford County, but in the country.
USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Countdown Show. Stay tuned for more insights into the information that Talkers Magazine come up with. Charts for the week of September 17th to the 21st. The charts mean top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people on the list. We were just talking about Chuck Grassley. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here. Di-Fi, number 7 on the list. Dianne Feinstein. Feinstein?
Either, I guess. I've heard both. The Steen and the Stein thing is always, confusing.
Right. But yeah, I don't want to offend anybody. I think sometimes I get annoyed when people mispronounce my name. They say Stephen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear it all the time. I'm always correcting people on your name. Stephen.
Thank
it's,
you.
What can you do? It's your name.
So, Dianne Feinstein is 84 years old. She's been in the Senate for almost 40 years, and she's somehow or other the keeper of the watch when it comes to the information about the allegations against Mr. Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, because the lady in question, Dr. Ford, sent some information to her congressperson, who then sent it to DiFi, who then sat on it to make, this is my observation, but I think it's part of what you were talking about before, Michael. It's the reason there's no rhyme or reason, frankly, for things being as confused, other than the gain that people think they get out of this politically.
And the politically motivated strategic timing of it.
Yeah, but in the trenches, people are sick of that stuff. Don't you think that when you do, you're a host oftentimes asked to go on radio programs and substitute for hosts?
Which is very revealing for me. I learn a lot from this, because I do it a lot lately. And it gives me insight. So what's your question, and I'll give you
a the question has to do with her and the reason for her sitting. A lot of speculation, and a lot of news media becomes news speculation as she sits on this, and why else would she sit on it other than for political gain?
Of course. Of course. Look at what it's done. It's totally, absolutely derailed the Kavanaugh hearings and potentially derailed his appointment to the Supreme Court in a timely fashion that may not have this window of opportunity again, with midterm elections coming up. Mm. And tremendous scrutiny as to how the Republicans handle this. This is, if it was politically motivated, it certainly has been effective. Now, I think you were leading toward the question, are people sick of this? Were you going to ask me that?
Not so much that. I think that's a sort of foregone conclusion anymore, that people are tired of it, but yet we still succumb to.
Well, not everybody is sick of it.
Well,
I'm finding a lot of people out there, a lot of voters, a lot of the public, a lot of Trump support, and a lot of the haters of Trump. See, I see the core of Trump supporters and the core of the resistance, both are out of their minds with inobjective thinking. Mm-hmm. It's totally subjective based upon the investment of ego in the political movement. I don't think they're seeking truth anymore. I think that the people who have invested in loving Trump, you know, he's good for the economy, what's wrong with you? And the people that hate Trump, he's destroying the world. I think they've lost their minds on both sides. Okay. And I think they eat stuff like this up.
So here's another pretty silly example of how far that goes. Another example. This week, the emergency broadcast system, which is, remember when we were kids, did the Connell rat alerts and all that other stuff.
I never understood how it worked, but it used to scare the hell out of me that it would come up on my shift.
The emergency broadcast system. So, it only stood to reason that sooner or later somebody was going to figure out how to use our devices for the same purpose, i.e. an alert, a text that says, this is not a test, or this is a test. So, even... this goes, the whole politicization, if that's the right word, of what we discuss, gets down to this level. It was an emergency test message that was supposed to be sent from President Trump as part of a federal system to warn the public in case of some national emergency. It was supposed to take place this past week. It was put off till the 3rd of October. And one of the reasons is because some of the other things that were going on, the hurricane, they didn't want it to be confused with something that was real, because the test is not real, it's a test. But not only is there a focus on when to do it, but the fact has been asked, the question has been asked, should President Trump be issuing the alert because of his Twitter machinations? And those people who don't think Trump has any credibility think it should be somebody else who issues a presidential alert, even though we only have one president. But this takes it down to the roots of how political everything, people that don't like Trump, I'm not paying any attention to his presidential alert. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's become irrational.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
I can't wait until there's an election so we can settle this.
Are you kidding? You're kidding, right?
No.
Settle it? What do you think is going to be settled by the
election? Well, if Trump gets elected again, there's no more issue about it. And if Trump gets unelected, that's it. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean the basis of this problem is that the people who hate Trump, and I respect them because there are many things about Trump I can't stand.
Yeah,
I understand why people hate him. Okay, mm-hmm. I also understand why some people are sticking to their guns and supporting him. I understand both sides, and I want to point out here that the thing that the people who hate him are standing on their platform is that he's not a legitimate president, that his election was fraudulent either because of the Russians, because of hacking, because of the Electoral College, because of this and because of that.
I'll sign on with the third one. I don't like the Electoral College. I think that Al Gore should have been president because he had more votes than Bush. I think whoever gets the most votes should win, whether you like him or you don't like him. I'm not saying I like Trump. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just saying Hillary got more votes than he did.
Well, see, this is why people who are rational are totally disgusted, because I believe you play the game the way the game is scored. You won the game. He's president.
Yeah.
We got the president we elected with the system that we endorse. But the system stinks.
Yep.
So live with it and change the system, but don't delegitimize the process.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is where we're running into all kinds of problems.
Eat our young. That's what we're doing. We eat our young as Americans.
Yeah. We need intelligent discussion. The media that fans the flames of this irrational thinking is doing it for money. It's doing it for ratings. It's targeting people's misconceptions and their.
Well, that's their job. Their job is to get ratings and make money for the company.
There's got to be a deeper job in all jobs that somehow has some.
Who's going to be the first one to do that? It's not going to be Fox. It's not going to be MSNBC. It's not going to be CBS, NBC, or ABC.
No, it's not. That's the problem.
Newsmax, they're not going to do it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nobody does it.
Nobody can afford
to do it.
Yeah.
It really would be a horrible realization if the truth and intelligence no longer are profitable.
Right.
Because if capitalism has rendered that, then you have to question the whole motive of it. And we certainly don't want to turn over to socialism or government control.
Wow, there's a strong statement.
We're between a rock and a hard place as we enter into this new era.
Yeah, there's a big one. All right, a couple of plugs coming up for a couple of different things on the radio. We are here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. There are lots of things going on conversationally. That's as we get closer, I was looking at an ad on Talkers for Sean's program, Sean Hannity. Midterms, full coverage. Yes. And then all of the stuff he gets, his one-on-ones with the president. The stuff he does on television gets aired on his radio program, too, I think, doesn't it?
Well, he's the same person. You know, why shouldn't he repurpose his content?
Right.
He is, look, whether you like Hannity or not, I view it from the lens of the broadcast industry. He's flying very high right now.
He is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like him as a person, but he's also doing a good job of understanding where he is.
He knows his role in it. He knows
his place
in the game. And just because I can criticize the game, he's playing the game the way he was hired to play the game. And he plays
exactly
very effectively.
Yep, very effectively. Okay, Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. This is effective as well. Those of you who are real and have real weight problems and want to experience real weight loss, this is the time, and here's your aid. Calitrin is 30 years old this week. 30 years they've been around helping people to lose weight, promoting healthy lean muscle and weight loss together as a concept by using collagen, which is the number one protein in your body. That's the supplement's main ingredient. Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen. Collagen is something that you need when you get beyond your 30s. Don't make enough. That's why you get fat when you get old. So you bring in some collagen, you bring in Calitrin, you use the protein, exercise, it pushes the fat out. Muscle is easier to work with. You burn the fat off to make the muscle. That's how the process works. Take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed. 90 minutes once you've gone to sleep, 90 minutes later, it starts to work. And then when you exercise the next day, wow. You do that for 7 or 8 weeks, you'll notice the difference. It's not going to be overnight. It's steady, steady progress. You make steady progress losing weight. So if you want to try the Calitrin method, it's guaranteed. Toploss.com is the website. Can't get it in the stores. You can't order it any other way than going to toploss.com. Use the DJV code. You get 10% off on everything that you buy, and a free bottle after you buy three. Pretty good deal. Very good deal, because it works and you'll lose the weight. I've done it. You can do it. Toploss.com is the website. DJV is the code. Save 10% and lose that weight.
I'm Danny Lipford with Today's Homeowner. You know, it's really hard to relax in an outdoor living area like this when you see leaves all over the yard. My daughter Chelsea has a way to make that chore a little easier.
Yeah, you're going to need a bigger rake, like this one from Ames, 26 inches wide, and it has two layers of tines. Just going to be able to grab more leaves with every stroke. You know, see how clean it leaves the yard with just one stroke. But, you know, leaves left in your yard, not a problem, like leaves left in your gutter.
Yeah, gutters can really be a problem if they're full of leaves. That can cause a lot of damage to your home. This is a great solution. It's called the gutter brush. You simply drop it in the gutter and it'll prevent the leaves and straw from sitting in the gutter, clogging it up. It'll wash it away. Average home, $200 to $300. Another concern this time of the year is keeping those power bills down, so you really need to pay attention to the air that can get in around your windows.
That's right. If you have single pane windows, consider Doug Brand Max Window Kit. It comes with everything you need to install plastic on the inside of your windows. Use a hair dryer to shrink it and get that nice pocket of air. You can find out more at Today's.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
All right, this week's Michael Harrison interview focuses, I don't want this to be too inside, but you talked to somebody that I liked as a kid. He's not a kid anymore.
He was a kid. You weren't a kid.
No, he was a kid right. When it was during the Clinton years. This kid, Richard Strauss, and he was a kid, became sort of the public information officer, and he was the one who connected with radio. Right?
Yeah, he's the one who brought radio. He became the first White House radio director. He was a kid that was involved in the Clinton campaign as an intern and a volunteer, and he wound up running the entire White House radio department. Yeah. And he was the one that was behind the White House from that point forward, treating radio like an equal citizen
how they do
with
today.
Newspapers and television.
Yeah,
and it's a very interesting conversation. It's at mhinterview.com. Some history behind the media evolution that began with the Clinton administration and continues to this day.
I'm also going to do a plug for something that you got me started doing. The American Family Farmer is a one-hour weekly program and a podcast that you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I bring it up because this week our focus is farm aid, Willie Nelson and all the other people who bring attention. They've raised millions of dollars to help farmers. The farming industry in our country, the family farming industry, is in dire straits. The government is messing it up. They're sort of coming around to it to a point of realizing what a mess it is. But if you want to listen and support the whole farm aid concept, Willie Nelson's channel on Sirius XM will broadcast this, and we highlight that on the American Family Farmer Show this week. So both of those things worthy of your attention, I believe. The focus on what Willie Nelson and Mellencamp and the others, Dave Matthews, is very important in the scheme of things, Neil Young. So all of that is highlighted on the Willie Nelson channel. I just wanted you, those of you listening,
it's pretty
to
cool stuff.
Have access. Oh, it's fabulous stuff. It really is. And it really is something the time really now has come to help the American Family Farmer. So you can check out the info also at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time for a visit from our favorite lawyer. College professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. One of his hats is he's a very important functionary in the scam and identity theft department. And before we get to issues that are in the countdown this week that may have some legal impact, there's a reminder that Steve has for all of us about credit, credit scores, dealing with those three Alibaba and the 40 thieves known as credit reporting agencies. So what can people do now, affected this weekend, that they couldn't do before, Steve, regarding their credit?
Yeah, this came about in the wake of the major Equifax data breach, which was entirely preventable, but Equifax didn't act responsibly. But the best thing that anyone can do, Congress passed a law to allow for free credit freezes for everyone. And you can freeze and unfreeze your credit. It's the single best thing you can do to protect yourself from identity theft, because even if someone has your personal information, your social security number, they're not going to be able to access your credit report. And they're not going to be able to get loans and buy things in your name, because your credit report would have to be accessed. So before, it was kind of a difficult process to do, and you would be charged between $5 and $15, depending on what state, and you'd have to do it at each of the three major credit reporting agencies. But just starting on September 21st, this became a federal law went into effect now that everyone can do it for free. And if you go to scamicide.com, and where it says search for scams, just put free credit report. It'll come up the information where to go. But another thing that didn't get a lot of play in is children who are three times more likely to become victims of identity theft than adults in the past couldn't have a credit report and couldn't have it frozen. So now parents of minor children can set up a credit report very simply and freeze it for their children. Child identity theft often wouldn't be found until the child was like applying for financial aid or getting a car loan or something. So everyone should do it for themselves and their kids.
All right. There's some good advice from somebody who really knows what's going on in that space. The idea that we have these companies are horrible creatures.
Oh, absolutely.
Horrible. They'll do more damage. So my question legally would be to you, Steve, on this score. If, in fact, you froze your credit and then you went to buy a car or buy for something where you had to get credit and you had frozen your credit, and the company comes back, the financial company says, bank, you can't have a loan because we can't get your credit. Can you sue them?
You know, it's a problem that won't occur because you just gave an example that I went through. I have my credit frozen. I was the lease was up on my car. I was getting a new lease, and so what you do is you go online, you unfreeze your credit. It takes only about 15 minutes, and when you unfreeze it, you can even leave it to when it's going to freeze again automatically. So you give the car agency or the bank or whatever a day to check your credit. They do, and then it'll automatically freeze again. And that system has worked very, very well.
But given the fact that the credit agencies are more often wrong than right, why can't we just go around them and not give them a credit score?
I wish we could. You know, there was a woman once who sued the credit reporting agencies. They had messed it up so badly, and she even found out, and they still, where the problem was, they still messed it up. A jury gave her so much money, and they said, we never want her to have to use credit again.
There you go. All right, let's see. I want to sign up for that suit. Thanks very much. All right, one of the items on the story list this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine has to do with the president versus the attorney general. Legal precedent. I don't understand why I didn't. Well, I do because it's political. Don't fire him before the election. But if you're working with somebody, I mean, maybe this isn't even legal. It's practical. If you don't want to work with somebody and you're the boss, why don't you fire him?
Never seen anything like this in the in the history of our country with an attorney general. I think he's trying to push Sessions to quit. It's not going to happen. Trump will get rid of him after the midterm elections. But the kind of talk that Trump, the slander of Sessions, and I'm not a huge Sessions fan, but Trump is treating him horribly.
Yeah, with no good reason.
Absolutely not.
A good reason depends on how your reason guesses as much as anything else. All right, so there it is, an overview from Steve's point of view. And again, go to scamicide.com and check out how you can freeze your credit and what's the plus and minus of doing it. Many more pluses for you than negatives. Steve and J.J. Wiseman with Douglas W. Steffen on the countdown at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.